This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States and Colombia are holding high-level talks Thursday as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wraps up a trip to the region that has included a focus on migration policy and upholding democracy. Blinken told reporters Wednesday after meeting with Colombian President Iván Duque that the countries, two of them, have many areas of potential cooperation, including in sectors such as cloud computing, health technology, and agriculture. He said such collaboration would be among the topics for further consideration during Thursday's U.S.-Colombia high-level dialogue. The United States is asking countries in the Western Hemisphere to step up pledges to tackle the immediate challenges of irregular migration as it expands eligibility for legal migration to the United States. A Brazilian Senate report recommended Wednesday pursuing crimes against humanity and other charges against President Jair Bolsonaro for allegedly hurting Brazil's response to COVID-19 and contributing to the country having the world's second highest pandemic death toll. Lawmakers spent 6 months investigating the Brazilian government's management of the pandemic. The decision on whether to file most of the charges will be up to Brazil's prosecutor general, a Bolsonaro appointee and ally. Bolsonaro has consistently downplayed the threat of the coronavirus and touted misinformation and unproven COVID-19 treatments while ignoring international health guidelines for curtailing the spread of the disease. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. regulators are extending COVID-19 boosters to Americans who got the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccine. They also said Wednesday anyone eligible for an extra dose can get a brand different from the one they received initially. The Food and Drug Administration announcement marks a big step toward expanding the U.S. booster campaign, which began with extra doses of the Pfizer vaccine last month. But it's not the last word. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will consult an expert panel later this week before finalizing official recommendations for boosters. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations called on North Korea Wednesday to refrain from further provocative actions and engage in substantiated talks after Pyongyang launched a ballistic missile from a submarine this week. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield spoke to reporters ahead of a closed-door Security Council meeting called by the United States, Britain, and France to discuss the launches. North Korea on Tuesday test-fired a short-range submarine launch ballistic missile, or SLBM. It was the North's first launch in 2 years of an SLBM, which, if deployed, would add an unpredictable component to its fast-expanding arsenal. North Korea is banned from any ballistic missile activity, short-range or long-range, by a series of United Nations Security Council resolutions. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton releasing a video Wednesday saying he is on the road to recovery, glad to be back home, and that he was so touched by the outpouring of support he received while hospitalized in Southern California last week. 75-year-old Clinton was admitted on October 12th to an Los Angeles area hospital with an infection unrelated to COVID-19. He left the hospital Sunday, returning to his home in Chappaqua, New York, where he is finishing his treatment. A volcano on the Spanish island of La Palma continued to erupt in the early hours of Thursday morning, shooting hot streams of lava into the air. The eruption started on September 19th and has forced the evacuation of more than 6,000 residents on the island of Canary Islands Archipelago off the northwest coast of Africa. The volcano has destroyed more than 1,800 buildings, mostly homes, though prompt evacuations have helped avoid casualties on the island of some 85,000 people. And 8 Nigerian nationals face charges they were involved in internet scams and money laundering in operation based out of Cape Town, South Africa, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. For more news, VOAnews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.